Ah, is it not a lovely building? I love when Lord Dalmor holds parties. He has such a gorgeous estate. I really love our home, of course, but Dalmor is much older than I am. This was built by Dwarven architects back when they were willing to deal with vampires. Unfortunately, I was born a couple centuries too late to have access to such exquisite craftsmanship. Are you nervous, my love? I can hear your heart beating so quickly. Of course, I understand. You've seen other vampires in the city before, but I have never taken you to a party before. And I am sure that word has spread that we are in a relationship, so there will be many eyes upon us. But do not worry. I will be with you the whole time. Now, let us go inside. I am sure you are going to love it. The music, the people, the food. They do have food for mortals, of course. It's common for vampires to bring the mortal along. You won't be the only one here, so no need to worry about that. Oh, but I suppose I should warn you. Stay close to me, my love. Overall, the vampires of this city are lovely people who are united in wanting to preserve mortal life, despite our predatory nature. But there are those who occasionally drink from mortals without permission. There hasn't been a death in, well, a long time, but it would be prudent not to wander off. You'll be entirely safe with me, though. Come along now, dearest. We cannot stay out here all night. Well, what do you think? I am quite impressed. The decorations are even lovelier than usual. Oh, look at the hibiscus flowers. I must remember to ask him how he managed to get his hands on those. Oh, there he is. Lord Dalmor, how are you? Everything looks absolutely lovely. I actually had a question about that. In fact...
Oh, hello there, Mordo. I don't believe I've seen you before. Are you a recent purchase? Shh! No need to bother her. She is in the middle of a conversation, after all. You're not afraid of dainty lady like myself, are you? I couldn't hurt a fly. Yes, I'm sure she warned you not to stray. Adriana is famous among our kind for being very possessive and equally paranoid. You have nothing to fear here, certainly not with so many eyes watching us. Now, what about my question? How long have you been living in Eventide? Ah, so you're not that new then. She's just been keeping you to herself. That is a shame. You seem like a nice mortal. You should be given more opportunities to make friends, no? In fact, perhaps I could be your friend. Why don't we go somewhere where we can get to know each other better? I wouldn't raise a fuss if I were you. You wouldn't want to embarrass Ariana, would you? If the other vampires here think that she isn't teaching her mortals good manners, she'd be absolutely mortified. You don't want that, do you? I didn't think so. Why don't you just come along quietly and...
Bella.
Oh, so close.
My love, you're trembling. Shame on you, Bella, scaring a defenseless mortal like that.
Oh, don't think of it as scaring, Harry. Think of it as teasing. Your little pet was just about to walk right out of the room with me. Now, would that be their fault or yours?
As always, your jokes are in very poor taste. Are you all right, my love? I am sure you were scared, but there is no need to fear. Bella was only playing a little joke on us. She would never hurt you. She is one of my oldest friends, in fact.
It is a pleasure, dear mortal. I must say, you already seem very fun to torment. And you smell even better. Isn't this the one you were telling me about, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm sure you'd already guessed that, hadn't you? That's why you played such a mean joke on us.
You know me so well. Mortals smell the best when they are afraid, after all. You weren't kidding about their blood. I can smell it so clearly, and they aren't even bleeding. I don't suppose...
I don't know how you can even ask me that, after frightening them like that. You really think I'd let you taste them now?
Oh, don't be so stingy, Addie. If anything, it would help them relax, right?
Absolutely not. The answer is no, and you cannot change my... Oh, my love, are you sure? I did tell you before that I might let other vampires taste you, but... There's no need to push yourself so soon. Well, if you are certain, it is your blood after all.
Oh, how rare. Most mortals aren't so generous with their blood. Thank you. Now, just hold still.
Are you all right, dear? I suppose it could be because I cannot see your face while I'm feeding on you, but... Do you always look so... uncomfortable? I was under the impression you found feeding relaxing.
That is probably my fault. I tend to be a bit rougher about it than you. Don't worry, they'll be fine. Just a little more.
I think that's enough, Bella.
Fine. But wow, you weren't kidding. What a treat.
Oh, yes. I'm quite fortunate the one I love is so delicious, so delicate, and refined.
I know that look. Now that the scent of their blood is in the air, you want a taste as well, don't you?
Oh, I couldn't possibly. You didn't take much, but... Two feedings back to back? Oh, my love, it is very generous of you. But are you sure you're not pushing yourself too far?
You're such a softy, Addie. If they're offering, just take it. In fact, you should just take their blood anytime you feel the urge, whether they are offering or not. You do own them, after all.
That's not... Well, if you are certain, love. Oh, so refreshing. But that's all I am taking. I can't have you getting lightheaded.
My goodness, I'll never understand how a vampire can be nervous about drinking blood. You're not going to kill them or anything.
Well, your relationship with your mortals is much different from mine. It's hardly comparable.
True. Say, mortal, has Abby told you about some of the other ways vampires get their mortals? She's so tight-lipped, isn't she? Well, let me tell you how I do things. Abby is focused on rescuing innocent mortals from slavery. I suppose it is noble in a way, but it is expensive. The way I do things isn't just cheap. I actually earn money to get mortals. Basically, I have a standing deal with multiple nations. Every so often, they find themselves with problematic prisoners, mostly leaders of irrational political or spiritual movements. As long as they're in prison, people will riot for their release. If they're executed, they become a Maiar. But as it turns out, nothing takes the wind out of people's sails like hearing that their fearless leader is being given to a vampire. The uncertainty, the fear, the humiliation. It makes those followers much easier to deal with. I charge for everyone I take, of course. It comes with certain risks of particularly zealous devotees trying to come and break them out. They would never succeed, of course, but it would be annoying. Plus, the prisoners are usually belligerent.
Which is why I prefer my methods. It's wonderful to take a frightened, defenseless mortal and build up a relationship with them, to see them blossom into the happy, fulfilled person they thought they'd never be again.
Ugh, you make it sound so idealistic, but in the end, it is all morally gray. Besides, it is simpler to keep them locked up. Mind you, mortal, no vampire in Eventide does any harm to their mortals, aside from feeding. But that's a given. It's one of the laws that the city is founded on. They're well-fed, get opportunities for exercise and whatnot. But in the end, my relationship with them is one of warden and prisoner, and the world is better for them not being out and about, too.
I do respect that, Bella, but you might find it nice to have at least one mortal that you could be close to.
Well, perhaps someday. Say, how much would you take for this one right here?
Bella, I am sure I do not need to tell you that they are not for sale. We are in love, you know.
Ah, right. That. Do you really think it will work out this time?
I do.
Well, if you say so, who am I to judge? Anyway, I have some more people to mingle with. Always great seeing you, Abby. You take care as well, little mortal.
Well, I'm sure you'd be surprised to know that she and I are actually quite close. We are very different from each other, but in some ways, that's why our friendship works. She can be a bit of a tease, but I think you'll come to enjoy her company when she comes to visit. Now, let's get some food in you. I'm still worried about you fainting. After that, I have some lovely people to introduce you to. And my love, thank you for coming to the party with me tonight. It means so very much to me that I can finally show you off. I want everyone to know how fortunate I am to have you, my love.